Australia is making little or no progress when it comes to providing inclusive education for children with a disability. A survey of more than 500 children with a disability and their families reveals students have been denied enrolment, physically and medically restrained and excluded from activities. The survey is being released just 1 week before the first hearing of the Disability Royal Commission, which will focus on education. Social Affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
All right, here we go. Where are we up to? Do you want
Chloe Latika now has plenty of experience homeschooling and calming down her son, Felix.
The whole reason I'm here is to answer questions.
Hang on a second, sweetheart. Take a breath, please.
Felix is 9 years old and lives with autism. He left school nearly 3 years ago. A long series of behavioural incidents meant he was often segregated from other students by his teacher.
I didn't like the crowd, so she would send me to the small little corner that I absolutely hated.
Ms. Latika believes Felix could have stayed in his New South Wales mainstream school if he always had one-on-one support with him in class. But she says he couldn't get that full-time support. In his last year at school, Felix recorded 20 serious incidents, everything from fighting to swearing to allegedly attempting to injure a teacher.
His negative behaviours might be big, but they're only big because he's not supported.
The New South Wales Department of Education says Felix was supported, but a statement didn't specify what those supports were. It says its programs for students with disability include one that assists 10,000 students with moderate to high needs. But Mary Sayers from the advocacy group Children and Young People with Disability Australia says Felix's struggle to remain in inclusive education is not unusual.
What's happening for students with disability is patently unfair.
Her organisation's National Education Survey of 505 children with disability and their families finds virtually no progress on improving access to inclusive education. 40% of students with a disability said they'd been excluded from events or activities at school. More than 20% reported being restrained either physically, chemically, or through commands. Families said 12.5% of students with a disability had been refused enrolment in a school. These results come just 1 week before the first hearings of the Disability Royal Commission. The first issue to be examined will be education, and Mary Sayers says that's significant.
If we don't get it right in education, we can't get it right everywhere else. So this is really important and historic that the Royal Commission is starting with education.
And that's Mary Sayers from the advocacy group Children and Young People with a Disability Australia, ending that report from Norman Hermont.